Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
And there's so much abuse and so much negativity and so much doesn't seem like there's any algorithm.
But there's also no censor.
Nothing.
Nothing censored.
There's racism. Misogyny. Like literally you can find anything. Subreddits.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi everyone.
Hi. We haven't done that in a while.
Holy shit.
Not press record talking on our podcast.
It's your roundup. Well, I've got a few topics for you and you can decide. I'll tell you which ones. Mm. Tori Spelling, I guess, has a book coming out and now she's revealing.
Sorry, isn't it also a podcast? Does she have a new podcast?
I thought it was a memoir, but you're probably right.
You can't be a celebrity these days if you do not have a podcast. I'm sorry. It's like,
that's so true.
I wonder what the next thing, it's like maybe everyone will be on OnlyFans after this. Like, you know, it was only the few that had a podcast. Now it's everybody has a podcast. I mean, I guess all their managers are like, you're going to need a podcast.
Yeah, I would love to.
I love her cover art is her naked.
She's just got some weird shit going on with her and Dean McDermott. Like, what? Weird shit. Well, they used to have a pig that slept in the bed with them.
Yes, yes. And I remember that.
And it peed in the bed while they were in the bed. He's like, get the fucking pig out of here.
We did a podcast and we actually put a picture of the pig on there.
Yeah, okay. So the pig was a weird one. That's coming back up again, okay? That she and the pig and the multiple dogs and she just likes a lot of animals in her room.
Is she still married to Dean McDermott?
Oh, fuck no. They're divorced. And now she's telling everything about their relationship. However,
because she needs to make money because she has 17 kids, right?
A lot of kids with him, and I don't think he works. But there was another headline.
Wasn't he homeless? We talked about that.
The last like the between, but before their last fight, I have to find it. She threw like a baked potato at him.
You can't even just say that. You can't just say she threw a baked potato at him. I did not think
literally
you were gonna say that.
It was the final straw when I threw a baked potato at him. That was our last fight. I threw a baked potato, and
I know that kind of feeling. Like sometimes I want to throw a baked potato at my kids.
Oh,
like I'm just like I'm so done with you now. I could throw a freaking baked potato, and you know when you throw that baked potato, you're done.
Yeah,
you're
and,
done.
And you know it's so interesting because right now like there's this hot topic about
baked potatoes.
No, sleeping in different bedrooms, like sleep divorce. And some people say it saves your marriage. She said that they split bedrooms for 3 years and then got divorced. So I don't know the answer of this.
I think everyone has their own, like everything. Like there's no one way.
Because I think it's what it means. Some people, it means something if you sleep in different bedrooms. Yeah. Like it's a representation of your marriage.
Yes.
Where other people, it's like, I need my sleep. You need your sleep. Get the fuck out of bed.
I also just love the luxury of another bedroom just sitting around in a house that you could go sleep in.
I mean, a lot of people sleep with their kids. Chloe's taking over my bed because she's sick. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my husband's like, I'll go to my room, which
I mean,
is Chloe's
I could
room.
Sleep in my kid's bed, but it's a single. So
I, you know,
it'd be a little cozy.
I don't know how much I'd see my husband if he didn't sleep in my bed. I don't know. Like, because at nighttime,
yeah,
I go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't stay up.
I know.
I hang out in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
So I think that if he left, if we had different bedrooms, I'd probably not see him. I'd like, see ya.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to start hanging out in your bedroom.
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm the original hanger out
with your husband,
in the bedroom.
Like, come on out.
No.
He's not going to do that.
I like him I like him sitting up and productive. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, if he's getting lazy in bed with me and we've got two people like that, that, Our kids are going to be like, there's something
it's
wrong
nighttime.
With our parents. Yeah, but nighttime.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
It's the only time people actually have in their life. You know, a lot of people get home from work and the evenings are theirs. And if you just go to bed, you don't have a life.
At 10 o'clock, evening's mine. It's like, I'm in bed at 10:30 these days. 10:30, yeah, quarter to 11.
That's reasonable.
You know what I'm saying? But I haven't hung out. I have get to hang out maybe in my bed for 30 minutes before I pass out.
Yeah. I remember when we first, like when we had babies, and I remember being like the babies all day long, and then I'd go to bed and I was like, I have nothing.
I used to hang out at 7 o'clock at night. When they went to bed at 7, I would not go to bed.
No, of course not. But I mean, when they were babies and they weren't like gone at 7 o'clock, I was thinking yesterday that I would wake up my baby to put my baby to sleep because it'd be like asleep in my arms. I'd be like, now it's time for you to go to bed. And then they would go in their bed and they'd just fucking cry.
Sleeping babies, like newborn, it's the worst feeling because there's no, you feel always pressure to go to sleep, and yeah, if you can't sleep, you're like, I'm not getting any sleep, and you feel panicked. I felt panicked all the time, just like, yeah, I'm gonna be tired. But if you're tired, you're fucking tired. Like, no big deal. Everyone needs
there's
to get over.
There's not more tired. It's just like tired. It's not like the most tired.
It's not like the most.
Like, it's like, I'm tired. I'm not like, I can't be more tired. I'm already tired.
No, I'm more tired when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
She goes, Tori Spelling recounts the explosive fight with Dean McDermott that led to their split. Speaking on the second episode of her Misspelling You're Right podcast that dropped Monday,
Misspelling,
April 8th, the actress recounted a June 2023 argument that caused McDermott to post an announcement on Instagram that the pair had split. It was a continuation of a story Spelling had started on her podcast debut episode. As she explained there, she and McDermott had spent the day on a shoot with her co-star Jenny Garth, but when she got home, they began bickering, and while trading insults, he threw a dig she couldn't get over, and she threw a baked potato.
What was the dig? And what could she not get over? She must have a thick skin by now.
I mean, also, he like cheated on her, like had so many problems. He was like, there was no, I mean, the two of them were a disaster. That ex-wife really dodged a bullet.
She sure did. But what happens when Mrs. Spelling dies with all that money? Does it finally go to the two kids?
I don't think so.
Where would it go?
She's probably going to donate to charity. I mean, she doesn't give in to them now. Like, Tori can barely hang on, I feel like. Maybe she's getting more money. Money's weird. That whole thing with money. I'm trying to see. They won't say what she said. They won't say what she said, by the way.
We haven't talked
yet. She was so mad.
Mm-hmm.
She smashed a loaded baked potato. Loaded. She'd been making on the kitchen floor. Not even at him. In anger.
Roar! Guys, doesn't that shit happen every day in everyone's house?
This guttural stream came out of me. It was beast-like. Ooh. And I threw that loaded potato. From there, she went and locked herself in their home's primary bedroom where she slept for like 3 years.
No.
No, like that's for, they'd been there for 3 years, but a fired up McDermott started banging on the door.
Where were the children?
She had locked before entering the bedroom through an outdoor entrance Spelling had failed to secure. He came around the side because I hadn't thought about it and I hadn't locked those doors. So he came and he was very, very upset.
Yeah.
And he said, I want a divorce. This is over. And I said, okay, great. Courtney Spelling, he had threatened divorce 1 million
That's
times before then. However, this time
he meant it.
They shared a statement on Instagram. And after their fight, seeing that a couple had decided to go their separate ways. It was with great sadness. Spelling didn't see the post until her 15-year-old daughter Stella spotted it. My daughter found it at first and said, Mom, Dad just posted on social media that you guys that's healthy. I'm not judging, but holy fuck.
Well, I think he was always a piece of work, you know?
And she felt free. She felt free, like she could move on, and he's gone.
And now she's starting a podcast,
and
guys.
I feel like they also lied for a long time about them not being together.
Yeah, because like they were doing family photos, and he wasn't in. Everyone's like, where is he?
Yeah, and I think that... I think
and now he's got a new girlfriend, right, who takes him to go get welfare money?
Who knows where they are with that? But yeah, she really did take a big, she took a big bite of that baked potato with him, and he was around for a long time.
Can we discuss, we have not discussed yet on here, the fact that Kristen Cavallari is saying that she is absolutely really considering having a baby and with Montana. And I'm like, her co-host is like, that would be the most beautiful baby. And she's like, I know, I just might have to do it. Like, she's talking like as if we were joking about something.
Right.
And but she's being real about it. So, because she's like, I have to be honest with the fact that he's going to want a kid. And she's like, my kids are older, so I think they could help out.
Yes, I did see that. I did see that too. I mean, good for her. Like, really good for her. Go crazy. Have another baby. You can take care of it. You have enough money to afford it. Like,
but she's going to be attached to this guy forever.
I mean, she's attached to another guy forever too.
I guess.
I feel like at some point, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If she was a dude, it'd be no big deal.
Considering having...
Like if she was a dude and she was like, I'm going to... Like Al Pacino, is that his name? One of the
that
Al's?
That was a big deal.
He had an 8. Yeah, but it's done now. He has a baby. He's 90 or something.
And he doesn't have to do shit. Well, I guess Kristen will just have to be the one who takes care of it. Maybe, because she said maybe he's the one.
Oh, well, you know what? Here's the
thing. I wonder if they're going to move in together. And I just wonder, like, I really just wonder how all those boys are making a living in Nashville.
They should probably move in together before they have a baby together because, you know, watch him sit on the toilet and then decide if it's still all love and
I have to say,
love and happiness.
There is a part, his shit probably smells like
horses.
No.
Manure.
No.
Like farm.
No.
Farm.
No.
Farm. He's a farm boy.
Like fresh flowers.
Baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes. That thinks that because she's so open with all of it and it's such a conversation that sometimes I think that she pushes it kind of in like a, either she's not thinking too much about it or like it's everything gets clipped is so juicy.
Of course. She's smart.
So like I'm not really sure that she's really considering all these things or she's just kind of talking about it and she's like, honey, she probably is their manager.
Well, you would have a, okay.
No, she's probably their manager.
Probably. That's she said, I said, get a network, take them.
No, no, not get. I bet she already is.
Probably.
And she's like, just go along with this and I'll make you famous.
Get a the fucking piece of the puzzle. Oh, you don't think it's a real relationship. I don't know if it's as serious as, obviously
it's like a hottie and they're attracted to each other. But is she really considering long-term he's the one and they're going to have a baby together? I feel like she's too old and mature to fall for that.
I don't think maturity has anything to do with it.
You think then maybe you could just meet a young guy and be like,
I can't ever.
I'm head over heels.
I can't physically.
Okay, let's not even say a young guy. Let's say another guy. And then you could just, in your experience of being a mom, of being a woman, of watching love and break up, that you could actually think that you could just fall like that within in like less than a year with someone and be like.
I think what was taken out of context was I think that she's saying I realistically if I'm going to go further with this guy I have to think like if I'm going to actually go all in with you I have to consider whether I'd have a baby with you like any of us do like most women do when they meet a guy. Could I have a baby with you unless you're just looking for like a cheap thrill? Then you don't really think about it. But if you have to sit down and I think every woman enters a relationship considering could I have a baby with this guy? I feel like she has to realistically think for both of them, could I do this? Because if I can't, and you want kids, it's just fun and games. It's a very different
she
relationship.
She could just have fun with him for another 5 years. He's only 24.
But I think she's in love with him.
Yeah.
So now she has to go down all the mature steps, because you could just string him along. Like, this is fun. This is fun. But she's like, it's very serious. Very fast.
I know. And his friends are so young and fun. And
it doesn't mean they're going to have a baby together. Mm-mm. Just means, can I fall more into you? Like, are we going to end this? I feel like at a certain age, you can love someone. Let's take a quick break.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
I feel like when you get to and you've had children and you've been through a marriage and you've been through relationships, I feel like you can look at love differently and you can be so head over heels. You can steer it differently than a way a 24-year-old can steer this ship and you have a different outlook at a relationship, being like, she probably could make it work in a different way than if they were both 24.
Mm.
She can probably be like, okay, let's get, because if they were both 24, she'd just be pregnant.
And there's also no icks about him because he's looks so good.
I wonder if, like, I mean, I'm not sure if my, for me personally, I'm not judging you because my job is the same. Like mouthing TikToks as my job, as my husband's or my baby daddy's job. Maybe he has a big future plan.
Maybe.
But also, just, I don't know. I think you go all in, and if you get heartbroken, you get back in.
I wonder when they break up, if the next person she dates will be young again, or like, maybe she'll be like, oh, young guys are great, or she'll be like, that was fun. Okay, now I'm going to go find someone more mature. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think that you...
And will the baby be like in tow?
We get to dog ages. Like, we get to dog years when we get older, where it feels... Because also, teenagers kick your ass and hand them to you on a platter. And I mean that in a way...
How old are her eldest?
I think 10 or 11.
Okay.
So not quite there yet. But I feel like teenagers age you to a rate of something you can't even really... Because his brain's technically not even developed yet. So when you have a teenager and a 24-year-old, I think you might see more similarities than you think. Well, I would anyways with my son. Like, just the way they walk around, the conversation. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I know.
So I
even feel like sometimes when I hear, like, people in their early 20s talk, and they talk with... And our teenagers do it too. They talk with such confidence that what they're saying, like, makes so much sense, and it's right. And really, you're just like, oh.
And we need those people because they have the energy to change the world.
But I remember thinking that. No, but when things are not, like, they think
1,000%.
And then I remember being like, the way I think is the way that it is.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And then some people, like, in their early 20s, which would be him, still kind of talk like that, you know? And she would have to just, like, I have only heard him talk a little bit, but she'd have to sort of, like, just look aside that and be like...
Or she'd think just thinks that way. But it's funny because now you'll see all these articles served about them. And she, when she got married, I want to say she was his age.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I was just a baby. I didn't really,
just
I didn't have,
baby.
I was just a baby. She had her first baby, she's like, I was just a baby. So it's interesting now that she's dating...
We need her on the podcast so we can ask her these questions.
I think that also when you are so under scrutiny, you have to give zero fucks, and you have to keep telling yourself you give zero fucks, because if you begin to think about it, you'll begin to, there really is nothing wrong with dating someone younger. There's nothing wrong, especially when men do it. It's just different when a man.
Not especially when men do it. Also when men do it,
because when men do it, if it's a younger woman, she might want kids and they're like, okay, you're like, sometimes the child rearing lands on them and like the woman anyway. So she has to sort of be like, okay, in reality, I could be doing this solo and you could have, and if you're okay with it, fuck it, then go for it.
Yeah. And she's like, it would be basically so good looking. She feels like she should.
Because if Al Pacino had to carry the baby and then take care of the baby, there's no fucking way he's having a baby.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
He had the baby because he knew someone was going to take care of the baby.
Yeah. And she had the baby because she knew that she could have a baby that was taken care of.
So there's a huge controversy online right now. And if you haven't seen it, I won't name the kid or the mom because I feel like it's about, there's a mom on TikTok that has like 18, 17 million followers, but her whole account is on her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is the age of maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter basically just puts on outfits, poses, eats things, does videos.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, this is like, save her. Save her from this mom who's exploiting her daughter. And
what does the mom say?
I think she just defends it. I think she just ignores it. But she also, it's all men who comment, like, there's our baby Ren. Like, where's Ren? Like, just. Oh, I just said the name.
I think that's okay. It's a public account.
Yeah, no, it's a very public account. But when you see who's commenting, it's disturbing. I saw another person talking about this, about like, where's the line of children making money? Mm-hmm. Like, there's one account, we've had her on our podcast for The Common Parent, and she really talks about, it's called Mom Uncharted, and she really talks about kids being exploited online. by influencers, and where's the line of parents making money off their kids? Mm-hmm. And so she thinks, basically, her line is if you are your whole income is on your children, you should not. This no different than being a child star with like Disney, and this little girl has no really autonomy, and her whole life is online. So,
do you think that the moms like the moms that use their kids for the majority of their content? I mean, I know they must sit back and consider.
I think she's
they must justify.
Well, a lot of them are really young, mm-hmm. and I think they grew up that way. Mm-hmm. Like they grew up online, so there's not. It doesn't. It's hard in retrospect to understand what the dangers might be.
They also might like justify it by saying, "I'm putting half of the money to like take care of our lives, and we get to have a nice life.
The only way we can do it.
And then the other half, I'm putting towards your future because there might be people that are also you know doing that. I was watching, is it Honey Boo Boo or whatever?
Oh yeah.
And how she, I don't know, like I don't know if this, I never watched the show. I mean, I saw episodes, but just like how the daughter is so mad because the mom spent all the money.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was all that content, but now she's publicly shaming her. But does her mom really care? She doesn't seem to care when she's yelling at her.
I think
she's I needed to have this life for you.
Well, it's like right down to Ruby plus 8, like the one who's in jail now, and she fell into a cult, but she exposed her children constantly and abused them. And
I watched this thing come up on like TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was the police. I always find this crazy that police cams where people getting arrested and stuff can be public.
I know.
It's so, I find that so weird.
Did you see her get arrested?
I saw them when they went into her house and basically made her stand outside, and they all like went through her house, and there was one girl inside and just go through the whole thing. And she just like, this is Ruby. This is Ruby's business partner who basically, I guess, taught her the cult or whatever.
She was the cult leader.
She seemed, because the cops stood out there with her. I think I fast forwarded a bunch, but I was like, I thought something big was going to happen. So I watched it. I think it was like 45 minutes of her, just the cops standing with her, making sure she didn't go anywhere. Different cops coming in, finding the girl, searching the house. There's a safe in the house that she'd put in there. And like, we need to get in the safe. She goes, I don't remember what the code is. I put it in so long ago. She has a huge house. I know it's like Utah or whatever.
Utah, yeah.
Then she has a part of her house. She has a couple, an older couple that's using her Airbnb, and they're coming in. She's like, those are my Airbnb guests.
No.
She's on the phone with her lawyer. You can hear her lawyer on speaker.
Her name's Ruby Frankie, in case you guys didn't know.
The one that's the mother. But this one, she seemed like anyone we know.
I know. And they used to hold the kids underwater, like for punishment. So she thought that.
There's a bunch. It's not just them, right? This is a people that fall into this.
Yeah.
What's it called?
They sold courses on how to.
So did they start the cult though? Or did they join the cult?
I think it was based on like a very religious like way. And they were like, it were parenting classes. So it was cult like on how you, and she, the cult leader, I think they're like just defining it as a cult because she ended up convincing Ruby to divorce her husband, that he was evil. She convinced people that her husband was evil, the kids were evil. So she had Ruby under her total.
How did that woman come up with this idea? She's a single woman, no kids, right?
Yep.
How did she just decide to do this?
I mean, how does any cult leader decide to do this? I think she thought she was really helping people. I think it was like the Lord was telling her. I don't know what Lord they believed in. Like, I'm not sure what was the division. Like,
this is bad, I know, but like, are all the YouTube videos all gone?
Probably.
Because I never watched one. I know our kids knew who she was.
They all knew who she was.
But I want to see a video. I'm sure we could find it, right? I just want to see
I've seen her. She is like, they need discipline. They need this to be good. Like her talking to the kids, but like teaching them how to discipline their kids.
That was the whole channel.
Yeah, like vlogging. It was a vlog, but a lot of it was interweaved with like, this is how.
Did it feel like she was being mean? Like,
yes.
Did kids think she was a mean mom?
I mean, lots of people called and reported her as a child abuser, and they didn't do anything. They went and checked once, and then they left. Like, she'd been known for a while as a child abuser, and the husband's now coming out and saying things, which I haven't read, but I mean,
things like, oh, he basically, she kept them from him, right?
Yeah, he was evil. like the cult leader convinced that she was evil, but it was all online. Like, it's so fucked up. You know, online is a weird, gross place. I fell into Reddit yesterday. Let's take a quick break. Hold on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Because I was talking with someone in the industry, and she said the amount of users and the advertising dollars are going to start going towards Reddit.
Did you watch the video that she sent you?
Yeah. And I talked about something else with her too about Reddit. And I was like, wow. And she said, I know. I said, I can't believe advertisers want to even be
advertisers
part of this.
Have no heart. Marketers have no heart. All they want to be is where people are.
Well, they die because a lot of what people said was it's a place to go hate on like influencers and on it, but other people were like, it's
recipes.
Really informative and amazing and menopause and like things like that. And porn.
Because everything is there.
Yeah. Porn, and everyone's anonymous, so no one knows who anyone is. The whole thing is based on anonymity, whatever that
word is.
You know
what? Perfect.
So and there's so much abuse and so much negativity and so much, doesn't seem like there's any algorithm.
But there's also no, censor.
Nothing.
Nothing censored.
There's racism. Misogyny. Like, literally, you can find anything. Subreddits. I was trying to learn it, and she's like, yeah, it's going to be a place where the amount of users are going up because it just went public.
Mm-hmm.
So it was private and now it went public. And it's for a lot of people who hate social media. So it's a whole new audience. And I thought to myself, that's kind of a kicker that all of these people who hate on people on social media and social media are just about to become another platform for social media. I was kind of laughing. I was like,
yeah, tricked ya.
That's kind of, you can, now you're going to be getting the ads.
Where are you going to go now?
It's so funny.
Just turn your fucking phone off, but you can't because you want to hate on shit.
Yeah. I'm like, I wonder if there was a hate for like Cosmopolitan or like TV. Do they hate TV because there's commercials? So I was just laughing because I was like, just think of influencers as paid actors. In a way, for some of the things. Just think of them as they have their own channels. Like, it's like you just subscribe to Netflix, to Prime, to Disney. You subscribe to free, to Cat and Nat, and you have to hear an ad once in a while. That's it. It's no hate. We built a channel.
And if you don't like it, then don't subscribe to it.
But that's how they live.
I know.
And so one person's like, I actually go to Reddit to read them hate. It's like gossip.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a trashy magazine online that they get to go and rip people apart. And I was like, wow.
Well, I have to tell you, somebody made a joke yesterday.
Oh, like in your house that you know or online?
Not online. And it was, I know it was a joke, but you know, sometimes you hear something and after you just kind of think about it. And the joke kind of was, this person used to follow you, but it was too annoying, so she doesn't anymore. But it was a joke. And she was like, I never said that. and I do follow you. But it was just kind of a joke, right? Because he was kind of like, wanted me to know that she was a follower, but wanted to sort of like just have a little joke about it. And so I was like, okay. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know, there are people sometimes that you come across that you follow on social media.
Yeah.
And if they give you that feeling that you don't like their content or you don't like the way it makes you feel or bugs you or bothers you, instead of, because I know what it feels like sometimes, and this is what happens on Reddit, is when something irks you and bothers you, you almost just want to follow it to like see,
hate on
like
it.
Hate on it, and also when are they going to fuck up, when are they going to say, when are they going to be canceled, when are they going to be done, when are they going to retire, when are they no longer going to do it anymore, you know, are they still there? And then you haven't seen someone, your algorithm for a long time, and you're like, oh, do they still create content?
Right.
I went and I found something I gotta update you on, and if you don't know, but I don't know, I know why I always check these three channels on YouTube. And then you think to yourself, like, just if you don't like it and it doesn't make you feel good, you really need to unfollow it, because what it's going to like create inside of you is going to make you like, if, listen, we have enough negativity in the world. If yeah. something doesn't make you bring you joy, don't follow it. I'm telling you right now, if you're coming across those little stories and you're like, this fucking person, don't
they're on a fucking beach again, fuck you.
It's me.
You're on a fucking beach again, fuck you. Literally makes me angry. I love them, but your life makes me angry. You know what? I'm not happy for you. I'm not happy. How do you do this? Can you just tell us something? Can you tell us you have a massive line of credit? How are you never tired? How do you always have the perfect outfit? How do you do this?
I know. But you know, I was just trying to think of someone that
I'm actually, I'd have no hate for them.
You know, you could take it, but it's
I just look at them and I'm like this.
How is it possible? And it's also inspirational, aspirational. It's like, you know.
I feel no aspiration. I feel like this. I feel like.
It looks exhausting.
Exhausting, but I'm also like, I wish I could just try that for a minute and see what that.
I don't think that we'd be able to keep up.
I'm like, I would love to just
feel like I just want to go to my bed. I don't want to put on another cute outfit. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to that place. I don't want to go on that plane. I don't want to do that thing.
Oh my God, I see. Is it? But do we have a podcast at 11?
Yes. What time is it?
A 10, 20, 10. Okay.
Oh, right now. But I just want to say one thing is I was just thinking about someone, a couple of people that actually bother me online.
Oh.
But I don't want to unfollow.
Because you love watching them?
Because I respect what they do.
I love that. That's okay.
You know what I mean, though?
Totally. That's real life,
though. Some people might think that about us, like in our like circle.
Oh, my.
I don't like their content, but I respect them and I want to support them. So I'm going to continue to follow them.
I would say I would be annoyed by me. I think we're hilarious, but I would imagine I was like, oh, you too.
Yeah.
You too again.
That's what I was thinking.
You fucking too.
I was like, oh, fucking cat, not deep, 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 deep.
You fucking too. 5 million stories about nothing. You fucking too. Why are you here?
And at the same time, there are people who live for those stories.
Oh, okay.
So, you know?
Okay. It's like, does everyone want to go to Canada's Wonderland? No.
Is it popular?
Yes.